This has been a great turnout. I mean, it's just started. There's already 100 people here. Lots of different community members. I think it's a really good turnout.
Do you set a goal? Do you set a target for turnout and people to come to this event?
We didn't set a specific number. The idea was to get in as many different groups, the community, folks that are interested in our tenants, our vendors, just all the different folks in the community to come out.
You've got lots of arms and lots of prongs to this facility. Let's start with where we are now in terms of the open house. Who are these people?
So right now we are in the gym doing we're at the Sydenham Makers Market.
Right.
So this is our youth and adult artisan market, and we're showcasing local makers selling their products.
Wow. How many makers do you have, and what's the demand for vendors, if that's the right word?
We have about 25 in here right now, and it was a really good turnout. I feel like we've filled the space. Everyone's comfortable. There's some good traffic through here. Yeah, it's a great turnout. We're really happy about it.
We're with Lene. We're at the Sydenham Makers Market and Open House. Tell me about, today's a special day, but on a day-to-day basis, what transpires here in what used to be the Sydenham School?
We have a lot going on. So Sydenham is a regional skills development and training center, for Gray County. So we have the Business Enterprise Center. We have the Gray Bruce Makerspace in here. And then we have a bunch of tenants that are in line with our mandate. So we have Georgia College. We have the Henry Burnick Entrepreneurship Center, STEM Box, Reading Rescue. We have a daycare. There's lots going on day to day.
And it's a very unique space. How unique is it in terms of, are there other communities that have this kind of setup and project?
I think we might be one of the first.
Okay.
I don't think there's a lot of other spaces that are quite like this.
Last couple of questions for Lene as we're here at the Sydenham Makers Market and Open House. Number one, what's the biggest challenge going forward to this facility in terms of publicity, in terms of attracting people, and in terms of getting makers and creators to be here?
I think it's really just awareness of the space. And I think things really take off once people know what's happening down here and what can happen down here. I think we're really seeing that with the Gray Bruce Makerspace in particular. When people see it and understand it, they're really, really excited about it, but they really need more community awareness that it exists.
So that's the challenge. What are you most excited about going forward? Because obviously you're having a great day here and the band's getting set to go.
You know what? It's honestly just seeing the growth and the community response. I mean, this type of event is such an amazing way for us to showcase local small businesses. And if we can do that for the community, we're always happy to do it. So this is a joy to put something like this on.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.